give you wisdom and revelation, because you won't have either one of these things without the knowledge of him. So this is a progressive thing. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches. Three things right here. He said you have to know. To reach fulfillment, three things you have to know. You have to know what the hope of his calling is, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is, and what his exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So you can understand a lot of things, but if you don't understand these three things, the hope of his calling, the inheritance that he put, I'm valuable to him. They have what they call in athletic sports, the MVP, most valuable player. And he's paid the most, most likely. If not, he's asking for a raise next year. We are God's most valuable treasure on the earth. In fact, he said, I'm coming back to collect my jewelry. We're his jewelry box. He put his treasure inside earthen vessels. You need to know what you have inside of you. And you need to treasure it because it's his blood that purchased it, that we may be able to have it. So number four, after you know, after you believe, and then you know, and you understand, then it leads to what the New Testament relates to a lot is wisdom. Because you can believe and you can know and possess a lot of knowledge, but if you don't turn that into wisdom, it's not of any good. It's not of any value. I love to deer hunt. And I can believe that a gun would kill a deer. Because it looks like it ought to. You watch somebody target practice. Oh, that would kill it. And I can believe it without a shadow of a doubt. This would kill a deer. But for me to try it, I need a little bit more than just believing. I need to know it. I need to know how to load it. I need to know how it operates. And then I get an understanding. Are you still with me? Once you know it, then you get an understanding. You know, I know now, put it on my shoulder, I know to cock it, and I know to put my finger on the trigger. But only wisdom tells you when to pull the trigger. You see? You can know all these things, but only wisdom tells you when to let the bow loose. And so we can have all these things in God and no wisdom of how to use these things in God. And so I can know all these things and never hit a deer because I don't have any wisdom. I'm just boom, boom. Well, I get him one day, boom. And people live for God like that. Well, I'm going to get it right this time, boom. I'm going to get it right this. No, slow down. Go through these steps and then God will grant you, I'm going to show you in a minute, wisdom. If you want fulfillment in any area of your life, it requires wisdom. Every area. You name the area, and I will tell you, it takes wisdom to be fulfilled in that area of your life. And so James said this way, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth it liberally and abradeth not. He does not want to withhold it from us. But I will tell you that you can't just, every time you hit your knees, God, give me wisdom, give me wisdom. There is a process. You can't get wisdom without knowledge, and you won't have knowledge until you're going to get an understanding of some things, and you got to believe some things till you finally get fulfillment. My wife's not here to defend herself, so I won't say anything. Fulfillment. And the last thing, I've given you four things. Believe. Can we name them? Believe. Say it with me. Believe. Knowledge. Know. Understand. And wisdom. But if you don't have number five, it's of no value. Love. 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 You've got to have love. For without love, you will never have fulfillment. Never. God found fulfillment because He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That was how He found fulfillment, was love. So number five, as they come tonight, is love. Paul said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust thereof. See, we're all looking for fulfillment. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust thereof. And when lust is conceived, it says it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, the final product, death is the fulfillment of sin. That's right. The death of anything is the fulfillment of sin. Now, for Christians, the Bible tells us we continue living because He's already died. I'm telling you, as soon as I close my eyes, I'm still living. I'm still going on because He said we continue this life. Love. Songs have been written. Books have been read. People looking for fulfillment, for love. I don't know where I heard it. I heard a song one time that said, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for fulfillment. Are you looking for fulfillment tonight? God wants us, hear me, to reach fulfillment. He said this. This is what He said. He said, love fulfilled the law in one word. That's what He said. Love was fulfilled. The law was fulfilled in one word. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You see, you show how much you love yourself by the way you treat your neighbor. God wants all of us to reach a fulfilling life. I understand. You say, well, see, you can have fulfillment in this area and void in this area. Fulfilled over here, but empty over here. Happy over here, but sad over here. But I'm here to tell you, that's the enemy. Because He said, and I read it, verse 23. Let's read 22. And hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the bodies of Him that filleth all in all. The devil comes to seek, but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're not full, He said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. He can fulfill any void you have in your life. So tonight as you stand, I'll tell you one last thing and I'll let it go. See, these are steps, my friend. You can't just say, Lord, help me to love my neighbor. I'm going to love him because I got to love him. I'm just going to love him. You will never work. God, give me wisdom, Lord. I just want to be smarter. It'll never work. It's a process of believing God. It may not look like it's working out, but I believe God. I'm trusting God. I'm going to stand on it no matter what. And before long, you know what? You start knowing it. You start knowing. No, I know. See, you quit believing when you know something. See? I don't know if Brother Johnson's coming to church or not. I don't know. I believe he is. When I see you drive up, I know he's here. That's the end of believing. So I move from believing that he's coming to knowing that he's coming. And then I understand why you came. Right? And then I have wisdom to know how to relate to you. And then I love you. So if you want love, this is the process. This is the way you get it. You have to believe each other. You have to work with each other, understand each other, have knowledge of each other, and then have wisdom how you interact with each other. And you know what? That creates love one toward or to another, as you said. Hallelujah. In case you don't believe all this, I give it to you in one verse from the wisest man that ever lived other than Jesus, Solomon, said in 19 and 8. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no reason why you can't live an overcoming life in spite of all the things that are going through. He can fulfill. I hope you look at me and say, Brother Baggett is living a fulfilling life. Because if I'm lacking in any area, I want to fill it up with God. Because when you fill it up with God and seek His kingdom first, then He'll fulfill all the rest of it. Hallelujah. You got me tonight? You got it? Hallelujah. Let's sing a song. You, Lord.
Just more of you. I've had it all, but all I need is just more of you. Of things I've had my fear, and
it takes a while for a young man, a young lady to wake up in life and realize that world don't have nothing to offer. I don't know where I heard this song either. I don't know where what I was. Must have been in Kmart one day. I don't know. But I heard a guy sing, it was something about when he's through with you, he'll let you go. I can't remember how. What is it? Hank Williams wrote that song. Y'all don't remember that song? Have to think about it. I have to remember that song. Think about it. But it's one of them old country songs when they're through using you up. You know, you got the money, honey. That's what it is. You got the money, honey. I got the time. But when you no more money, honey, I've no more time. That's what the world will do to you. But God's got all the riches you'll ever need. All the money is His. All the gold is His, the earth is His, and He's got plenty of time because He's got eternity. Hallelujah. It pays to live. It is a fulfilling life. You've got to do it long enough until it's fulfilling. The people that get out of church many times, they didn't find fulfillment. But if you can get to long enough, you'll find it's fulfilling. Hallelujah. Once you reach that, it's like Walmart. You'll be back for more. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, I'm thankful for your word tonight. I'm thankful, Lord. We're blessed to know you. I'm thankful for this congregation right here in Carlos, Louisiana. Hear the word of the Lord. Apply it to our lives. Live for you. God, you can fulfill every void that everybody has here tonight, and you can do it by this time tomorrow. Lord, you can fulfill everything, all in all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you gave your all that we might have all.